From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. In Haiti, when the democratically elected government of Jean-Bertrand Aristide was ousted last spring, one of the casualties was an art exhibition created for the country's bicentennial. A raucous crowd looted and burned artwork from a museum in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. And that incident, combined with the history of turmoil, plays a key role in an art exhibition currently showing at a Los Angeles museum. NPR's Nova Safo reports.
Prior to Haiti's current political upheaval, Haitian-American artist Edouard Duval Carrier was asked by the government of then-President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to curate an exhibit. The occasion? Celebrating Haiti's 200 years of independence. The classically trained artist said yes and took on the project with a specific goal in mind.
What I really wanted to do was to make honor to the handcraft of Haitian people.
That handcraft is the sequined flags used in Haitian religious rituals. In Creole, they're known as drapeaux. Duval Carrier had Haitian craftspeople replicate some of his earlier oil paintings by sewing them together in dazzling, sparkling colors. But his motive wasn't simply artistic.
It would put lots of people to work because it's very time-consuming and requires many hands. So at least it would employ a lot of people down there.
Duval Carrier also invited indigenous Haitian artists to take part in the exhibition by showing their works, and he had huge posters made from some of his oil paintings. Those posters decorated the front of the National Museum in Port-au-Prince, and they were ripped down during the widespread rioting following the collapse of the Aristide regime in early March. Some of the artwork inside the museum also was destroyed. At his Miami home, Duval Carrier watched helplessly as the events unfolded.
I saw it like everybody else on CNN, and I was quite shocked.
In Los Angeles, Duval Carrier's longtime friend Don Cosentino was also shocked. He's professor of world arts and cultures at UCLA.
I've had an unrequited love affair with Haiti since the middle of the 1980s and have stayed very close to the political and art and religious scenes in Haiti ever since.
Cosentino and Duval Carrier decided to replicate some of the doomed Port-au-Prince exhibition in Los Angeles at the UCLA Fowler Museum. Cosentino asked his friend for replicas of the ritual flags and the original oil paintings that were the basis for those destroyed posters.
Among all of the artists now creating Haitian-inspired art, Edouard is probably the most representative and the most powerful in terms of expressing where Haiti stands today.
Cosentino says what makes Duval Carrier special is his complex and detailed use of voodoo in his art. Voodoo is the dominant religion in Haiti, and Cosentino says even though Haitians believe in one god, they also believe in intermediary spirits, natural forces, and supernatural animals. So voodoo offers many opportunities for symbolism, and Duval Carrier uses those opportunities liberally to make his art accessible to Haitians.
Edouard uses the symbols of voodoo to talk about current Haitian realities. And of course, one of the greatest of Haitian realities over the last two generations has been the need to escape an increasingly deteriorating political and social situation.
That need has translated into Haitian migration, and migration plays a big role in Duval Carrier's art. In a set of three oil paintings, a group of seven figures are crammed in a small wooden boat. The sky is dark. They're heading away from lush green land toward treacherous waters. The figures have human forms, but they're voodoo gods. They have oversized heads and distinct dark colors, red, blue, green, and gold. Duval Carrier says the painting is a warning to Haitians.
They might have, you know, like the gods leaving, like the populace, you know, if the situation of the country still, you know, like is totally mired in violence and poverty and other things.
Duval Carrier is unabashedly political. The reason why is a conscious and crucial decision he made years ago.
Early on, I had decided that my work should never not be interested in the situation of Haiti, my country. It is needed for such a small place and such maligned a place. I mean, I lived abroad and I know what's being said about that place. I mean, that about voodoo and I just try to make sure that people understand that things are different.
You know, there's a very famous saying about Haiti that describes middle-class people like Edouard.
Don Cosentino.
All of them are part of what's said about Haiti religiously, which is that it is 90% Catholic, 10% Protestant, and 100% voodoo, which means that even if you're not born within that culture, if you haven't raised within the voodoo temples, you're still profoundly affected by the voodoo culture. And that's the case of Edouard.
Through his art, Duval Carrier says he hopes to not only educate outsiders, but also Haitians themselves. He says the intricate racial class system that bore down on Haitians 200 years ago remains a burden now.
I think that country is still stuck in its glorious saga 2 centuries ago, but the sequels of slavery has not really let go. The same patterns are repeated over and over again.
And Duval Carrier says his ultimate goal is to break those cycles. Divine Revolution, the art of Edouard Duval Carrier, is at the UCLA Fowler Museum through January. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.